Let me ask you something. What are you doing to keep your marriage off the casualty list? You've seen divorce hit your friends and maybe even your extended family. Why won't it happen to you? It has happened to some of you. You know what it is to have your patrol ambushed. You never saw it coming. But as a result of the enemy's attack, you've lost your marriage and your family. Some of you are still healing from that painful experience, even as you read these pages. I commend you and admire you for picking up this book. Some of the most teachable people I meet are those who have endured the heartbreak of a divorce. Many of these men and women never want to repeat that experience. Because of their painful wounds, they soak up the truth of Scripture like thirsty sponges. This book will offer some principles to help you avoid another ambush in the future should you remarry. Some of you already have remarried and are dealing now with all the intricacies of leading a blended family. You are back on patrol. If that is your situation, then this book is for you. Others of you are parenting solo, the toughest job in America. I think you will find some encouraging words in these pages as well. I commend all of you men who have been through a family ambush for taking the time to equip yourself for the ongoing battle against the enemy. God will honor your teachability. I've asked how you intend to keep your marriage off the casualty list. Let me ask you something else. What are you doing to keep your kids off the casualty list? Not what is your wife doing, not what is the church youth director doing, not what is the pastor doing, but what are you doing? Because some of those kids on that casualty list are from Christian homes. Some of you have teenagers, and you don't have to be convinced there's a war going on out there. You see the casualties nearly every day. But the rest of us don't have teenagers, yet. Let me ask you another question. How long before your kids hit 13? How much time do you have left? 2 years? 5? Maybe 10? Time is slipping through our fingers like jello in the hands of a 2-year-old. We must be actively working to prepare our children to defend themselves against the snipers, ambushes, and booby traps of this silent war. This is war, and there are no guarantees our children will stay off the casualty list. But with God's help and our concerned leadership, we can greatly reduce the risks. It's like the risk of heart attack. None of us have any guarantees we won't suffer a cardiac arrest. Yet at the same time, it is also true that if a man quits smoking, watches his weight, begins some type of aerobic exercise, and stays away from high-fat, high-cholesterol foods, he will greatly reduce his risk of heart attack. It's the same with our kids. There are no guarantees. You could do everything right, and your child could still rebel and pursue a life of drugs, promiscuity, and irresponsibility. But by consciously, constantly building moral strength into your child's life, you greatly reduce the risk of that happening in the teenage years. War has been declared on the biblical